Yeah, and you're welcome back to the bridge in Dunfanaghy. Time to wrap up the opening senior championship game of the day, where there was victory here this afternoon for the visitors. Gidor making it 2-1 from 2 now in the 2021 campaign. Running out comfortable winners with a dominant second half performance. Defeating St. Michael's to host 217-18 was how it finished. By the time the game had got underway and we hit the first water break, 18 minutes on the clock, St. Michael's were leading by 5 points to 4. Martin McElhenney stepping up with back-to-back scores to give the host the advantage as they went for the first off the water breaks. But when they returned, Gwydor started to kick into gear. 3 unanswered scores in a very, very short period of time from Kane Mulligan, Owen McFadden Ferry and Niall Friel had them 7-5 up. But again, Martin McElhenney was to step up for his side with a goal to put them 1-5 7 in front. But at the break it was all level, 8 each, because Dara Hood-Boyle had kicked over a point for Gwydor. Colm Anthony McFadden again put St Michael's in front very early in the second half, 168 points, but then Gwydor found all the momentum. The conditions played into their hands as well. They were backed up by a very, very strong breeze, and up step Oran McNeillis between the 5th and the 17th minute. He had 4 points in the second half. Niall Friel had a goal as well, as St Michael's could not cope with the visitors. It was just a matter of seeing the game out as the match resumed after the second water break, and towards the end they did get a second goal with Gavin O'Boyle, the second half substitute. His effort got into the net, but it was assisted by Christy Toy, who was a second half sub. He actually came in for the game in the second half. And Michael Langan, of course, didn't have it all his way today, and he was taken off in the second half too for St Michael's. But Gidor very much deserving of the win today, particularly with that second half performance, running out winners 217-18, back to back ones now in the championship for Gidor. It was a good day on the road for the Martin McHugh.
Yeah, very good day for them. I mean, it was easy. They had it easy the minute they got them scores. They started the second half, and when the goal came from Niall Friel, it was all over at that stage. So they just ran down the clock and got over, and they'd be very happy with their performance. And you know, they look at it as a second victory for them. They beat Mulford easy enough in the first round, and they had an easy enough victory here the day. The first half was tight and everything else, but they're playing against a strong breeze and everything else. So they'd be very, very happy. And Owen McFadden Ferry was my man of the match. He was very, very impressive when it mattered for Gidor. Owen McNeillis had a very good first half as well, and then he kicked them a couple of scores the second half, and they had his job done.
Yeah, so a home win and an away win for Gwydor, 2 from 2, but of course Gwydor will have aspirations of getting the Dr. Maguire Cup back this year, Martin.
Yeah, exactly, and suppose we look at the draw, the way it can happen, the system, I think, and the way it is, you have Union, Gwydor and Eve Connell in the one group, and then Kilcare in the other group, so they could draw, we'll say, Kilcare in the last two games of that, when the draw is made. I think it's been made in Townie tomorrow evening after the Kilcare Four Masters game, so looking at that, they'll be happy enough to have the 4 points picked up. And I mean, as well as that, as I said, they played a challenge game during the week against Tralee as well, so you know, the big intentions, there's no doubt about it this year with everything else. And you know, they were very impressive, particularly, you know, they done what they had to do in the first half, actually, and then the second half they really, you know, just won the game in the first 10 minutes of the second half. But you could know in the first half performance there was only going to be one winner.
From a St Michael's point of view, a bit of work maybe is there to do after this one, Martin?
Yeah, it'll be disappointing, but they're probably looking at another team, but they don't have the same squad of players that the likes of Gidor would have. And the most important thing for them was to get the victory over McCool's was very, very important, you know, from their point of view, so they'd be happy enough. So the draw may be a big one for them, but you know, as you said, Michael Langan picked up that knock and he had to go off, and there he and Martin McElhenney, supposed to look understandable, probably that stage ran out of steam and everything else, but they're still depending a lot on them older players, and particularly along with Michael Langan. So yeah, considering they just don't have a squad of players that the likes of Gidor have and anything else, and that makes a big difference, the quality of player that Gidor is able to get off the bench. So you know, they're probably disappointed having conceded the second goal, because they'll be looking at this from a scoring average point of view, from their own point of view, you know, so they'll all be important for them in the next 2 games. But they still picked up the 2 points, which was they're looking at after the first 2 games, considering they were playing Gidor, they'd be happy enough to have 2 points.
And just a note on another team that won today, Milford. Big result for them against Ardrath, scoring that goal very, very late on, winning through 115-113.
Yeah, it's a big result for them. It looked, let's say, listening to Frank down the radio, that looked like Ardrath were going to win the match, and end up with a big score. Rory O'Donnell, a big man, able to get his fist to it. We watched them this year, the under-20 level for Donegal, and big man was able to get his hand to the ball going at the net. Milford, they've been up there in Division 1, and they've been working really, really hard and playing against these big teams in the county and everything else, and you have to give them a lot of credit. The work and everything else that Sean Paul Barrett and everybody else in Mulford are putting in down there. And, you know, and that's a home advantage, a big thing. And again, they'll be happy. They wouldn't have been expected to beat Gidor. That's a big result for them to beat Ardra at home and that session. So it just shows, you know, there's going to be a big battle for the, you know, for the eight position to be important. And we'll look at the bottom eight as well. That's going to be very important where teams finish and everything else, Oisín. But yeah, Mulford, big result. So it's always a great one to one when you won it late. I've been on the end of plenty of them myself and my day when I was playing.
Okay, Martin, many thanks for today. Martin McHugh on commentary here from the Bridge in Dunfanaghy as we go back to the studio in Letterkenny. We'll get a bit of reaction for you shortly on Highland Saturday Sport. But as we leave you, it's Gidor's Day at the Bridge. They've beaten the host, St Michael's, on a final scoreline of 217 to 18.